Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning, America, from our CBS Sports Radio studios in the Steel City, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It is the Pony Express, back to a four-hour shift here. Sunday mornings on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius XM Channel 206 across America. On satellite radio and North America on satellite, FM, AM affiliates, thank you for finding us, picking up the show today. Globally, worldwide, CBSSportsRadio.com and the Radio.com app, which allows you to take CBS Sports Radio anywhere you want. And, by the way, it is free to download today. Duke Radio and then the two Hall of Fame coaches, Mike Krzyzewski and Roy Williams, on, I guess, an all-time classic, a thriller. A game that left many North Carolina fans speechless. Duke fans elated as they survived, given a 1% chance to win by the analytics people with 5 minutes to go in the game, and they pull it out in overtime. And that's where we're going to start today's show, at 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. And if you'd rather tweet and follow me there, keep up with the show there, you can, at the Pony Express, like the name of the show, and like my last name, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. And you can follow all of us here by going to at CBS Sports Radio. Honesty is the best policy when it comes, I believe, to being a talk show host. I'd rather tell you the truth about something, whether it's how you feel or not, whether it's the popular sentiment or not, whether, you know, it's going to ruffle some feathers and maybe push the envelope. You know, I'm happy and honored that, you know, CBS trusts me to know where the line is, to know what I can and can't say without, you know, jeopardizing the brand or getting the network in trouble. I tend to maybe walk up to that line sometimes. And look, I'm not setting you up here for a conversation about Colin Kaepernick or Gayle King or something like that this morning. I don't intend for maybe this preamble to our topic to, you know, speak to that kind of controversial material. But maybe the way I'm going to talk about Duke, North Carolina, is in a way that maybe others wouldn't, or maybe others would try to lie to you and try to convince you something entirely different. Let me also say that I would describe myself as a big college basketball fan. And here's just my resume in that regard. I grew up a Syracuse basketball fan. I went to school there. I grew up probably going to a couple of games a year at the Carrier Dome. And then I went, you know, probably from my 18th birthday on, I would say I'm somebody that goes to between, I don't know, 10 and 20 college basketball games a year. I've been to the Final Four. I've been to the Sweet 16. I've been to the first round of the NCAA tournament. I've been inside a sports book for the first and second round of the NCAA tournament. I've been to major conference tournaments. I've been to the ACC tournament. I've been to the Big East tournament. I've been to the Atlantic 10 tournament. I've been to the Northeast Conference tournament. I've seen all kinds of rivalries in person. I've seen Georgetown, Connecticut. I've seen Duke, North Carolina. So I would consider myself, I'm not the casual fan. I'm closer to the hardcore fan of college basketball. And so I say all of that to say this. I did not watch a single second of that game last night. I didn't watch one solitary second of Duke, North Carolina. And I don't feel bad about it. I don't feel bad about it. There are certain things we have to watch to do this job well, or at least try to do this job to the best of our ability. And when we don't, when the people in my shoes, in my position, they get to talk into a microphone, someone wants to pay us to do it, which is extraordinary and amazing, and I'm humbled every day that somebody appreciates me enough where they give me the opportunity to do that. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. There's certain things that if I just didn't watch, I would feel like as somebody that conducts things here and is the mediator and is the person that controls the conversation, I would be letting you down. If I don't watch the Super Bowl and then try to do a show on it the next night, I'm an embarrassment to this craft. Get out of the business. Just leave. If I'm in here during the summer months and LeBron James is in the NBA Finals and I'm not paying attention and watching those games, I should just resign. If I'm not keeping up with, this show airs during the NFL playoffs on Sundays. If I'm not watching the games on Saturdays, what qualifies me to come in and talk about it the next day? And so I made the decision yesterday that I thought for you, the listener, I thought the XFL was bigger and more interesting than Duke, North Carolina. And we're going to get to some of my XFL thoughts, and you've heard a ton of them over the last 24 hours on this network, and I hope that you're at least willing to hear a few more. I think I've got a unique perspective on it, and I want to share some of those thoughts with you coming up, but I think what happens a lot is that the people that are closest to a situation are often the worst at being able to accurately describe to you how much other people care about it. If you're too close to a situation or a sport, I think those people have a tendency to exaggerate and overstate the importance of something. So all I heard, as the hardcore college basketball fan, and as someone who works professionally in sports media, all I heard yesterday going into Duke, North Carolina was, yeah, North Carolina stinks, they're a bad team, but this is still the best rivalry in all of sports. This is appointment viewing for sports fan. You can't call yourself a sports fan and not watch this game. Now, that message was coming from the college basketball media. That was coming from the national college basketball media. So, of course, they're going to say that. This is their baby. This is their meal ticket. If people in the college basketball media, if they don't trumpet, if they don't talk up Duke, North Carolina, then they're not doing their job. But that doesn't mean that it's true, and that doesn't mean that us, the consumers, you out there, have to listen to that. If you're listening today, if you're listening on Tobacco Road, we've got great affiliates down there. We've got great affiliates in the Carolinas. If you're listening down there, if you're hearing this, your head might be on the verge of exploding. But I get that. If I came on the Sunday after Ohio State, Michigan, We have affiliates throughout Ohio and Michigan, and said that game means diddly squat, I would expect those people to lash out at me. Duke, North Carolina, the problem is not that North Carolina is bad this year. The problem is that outside of very rare seasons like last year when Zion Williamson was a national phenomenon, Outside of that, college basketball is largely irrelevant in this country now outside of 5 days. 5 days. On a 365-day calendar, college basketball, a sport I love, a sport I pour a lot of time and energy into, outside of 5 days, is irrelevant to most of you. It's relevant on Selection Sunday when the brackets come out, and then until the final horn sounds on the last first-round game Friday night. And that's it. And from that moment on, the sport peters off. The second-round games of the NCAA tournament, look at the ratings. They're not as good. The betting activity, not as strong. Regular season games, for the most part, are irrelevant. The casual college sports, the casual sports fan, not even the casual college sports fan, they don't circle Duke, North Carolina. College basketball, outside of Selection Sunday, the conversation that ensues the next 3 days when people are trying to fill out their bracket and pick their winners, and they're trying to tell you that they know all this and more about college basketball. They're lying when they say it, but they try to. Everybody's an expert during water cooler talk the next 3 days at work. And then Thursday, everybody watches. Friday, everybody watches. And from there, it falls off a cliff. College basketball owns the two best sports days in America, the Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament, and that's it. It's not, Duke, North Carolina is not a big enough game. Rivalries really are huge in their geographical footprints. Rivalries mean everything in those areas or with those fan bases. But they only resonate nationally when the sport is big and when the teams are good. And college basketball isn't big right now. And the teams aren't good. Duke is good. They're ranked. But there's no Zion Williamson. There's no Christian Laettner. There's no J.J. Redick. There's no Grant Hill. There's no Jay Williams. There isn't a player. There isn't a face on that team that America's familiar with. The biggest household name in that game last night is Cole Anthony, North Carolina's guard. On a losing team. So I don't feel bad about missing Duke, North Carolina last night as a national sports talk host. I did not watch a single second of the quote-unquote best rivalry in sports because I don't think it means that much to you. And we can take calls on this today because I am curious to hear what you're going to say. Outside of people, Duke has a national fan base. North Carolina has a national fan base. If you don't root for one of those teams and you don't live in the Carolinas, my guess is you're just like me and you couldn't care less about this game. And you couldn't care less about college basketball right now. Baylor is number one. They haven't lost a game since their first game against Washington. How many Baylor basketball players can the average sports fan name? My guess is zero. San Diego State is undefeated. My guess is even some of the biggest college basketball fans, they can't even tell you who coaches San Diego State. So I don't think I dropped the ball here today. You can tell me if you think I did a bad job on this or not, but I just don't think Duke, North Carolina registers with everybody. The only rivalry game I can think of where the records don't matter and people watch regardless is Army-Navy football. And everything else, the records, what they're playing for, matters. Absolutely matters. Steelers-Ravens is huge where I live, but that's not true if you live in Boise, Idaho. So I'd love to get your thoughts here. Duke-North Carolina, is it the best rivalry in sports? I didn't watch a single second of it. I don't feel bad about admitting that or confessing that either today. I think it's a commentary on college basketball that it's largely irrelevant and unimportant until 5 days in March. And I want to know if you agree or disagree with that too. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Did you watch Duke, North Carolina last night? Yes or no? If you're a Duke fan, that doesn't count. If you're a North Carolina fan, that doesn't count. If you live in Raleigh-Durham, that doesn't count. Outside of that, who's watching this? They played one of their greatest games of all time, but I don't think most American sports fans care. Convince me I'm wrong. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Is Duke, North Carolina still appointment viewing? I say no. What do you say? Andrew Filippone, The Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filippone is back on CBS Sports Radio.
And coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Duke, North Carolina got upstaged by a minor league football opening night or opening day. I think that sentence is accurate and fair. And we're kind of sorting through why that is. And I come to you this morning, Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, and can honestly tell you that I think my background fits the description of someone who is a hardcore college basketball fan. And I didn't watch a single second of Duke, North Carolina last night. I wasn't compelled to watch it at all. I want to know if you're like me. Is Duke, North Carolina, is any college basketball game outside of the teams you root for or care about appointment viewing? College basketball is having a hard time outside of, you know, the random year where there's a Zion Williamson or an undefeated Kentucky team. College basketball has a hard time maintaining a foothold in today's congested and bloated sports landscape, where football is increasingly becoming king, bigger and bigger. And Mike Krzyzewski, the Duke coach, I thought this was more interesting than anything he said after the game last night, after that bizarre, thrilling end. I've watched the highlights. I know how Duke won. Mike Krzyzewski had this to say earlier in the week about the state of college basketball and the problems it's facing. Listen to this.
I think the whole state of college basketball has been hurt by how many kids have tested the waters. It's not the one and dones. We've lost about 70, 80 kids who weren't even drafted besides the ones who were drafted. Well, I wish the whole thing would change. The transfer list, what, about 1,000 of them last year? That's the biggest one and done that's changed basketball. It's the grad transfer one and done. We got to be so careful. I've said this for a couple years, that as soon as they said high school kids could go, it's at some time soon. We as a college community don't think of what that means. The NBA does. NBA has ramped up the G League, unionized. You see things on TV. How many high school games do you see now on TV? I see in the future a high school mega league that has a TV contract. Can that happen? You bet your butt it can happen, especially if those kids aren't going to go to college. The NBA is going to want to promote those guys. Come on. I mean, these things are happening. I don't know. I won't be coaching them, but we got to be careful and strategic. And do you see anything coming out from the NCAA saying what our future is, what our plan? And by the way, who would say that? Collegiate NCAA football would not. They run it big time. We don't do it, man. We don't do it. It's sad.
Outside of 5 days in March, college basketball isn't big time anymore. And Krzyzewski's right. Once the NBA does away with its one-and-done rule, and guys like Zion Williamson go straight from high school to the pros and skip college altogether, and that will happen someday soon, that'll hurt college basketball even more because it'll be an even bigger talent drain. It'll take bigger names out of the sport. The transfer rules, Krzyzewski hinted at there, it's created college basketball free agency, and it's not the kind of free agency that fans salivate over and track and monitor and discuss. It's not like NBA free agency. It's turnover that just makes the sport harder to follow. Fewer and fewer things outside of the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament are appointment viewing in college basketball. And that would include last night's Duke North Carolina game, which I barely watched. Didn't watch until the highlights today. It's, you know, the people inside college basketball are, of course, going to tell you that it's the best rivalry in all of sports. I just don't believe that, and I don't think America believes it either. 855-212-4227 is how you get in on the conversation. That number sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. Here's Scott in Maryland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Scott.
Hi there. I think your theory holds water, but I don't know that it necessarily is just a college basketball. I think of my own self, there used to be a time that I never would have missed Duke, North Carolina, but forgot that it was even up. Now, conversely, I never miss a game, which is my team.
Never miss a what game? You cut out there. We missed you, Scott.
I never miss a Purdue game, Andrew. That's okay. My team. So yeah. I follow the Big Ten. I never miss a Purdue game. I'm a big baseball fan. I'm a Cardinals fan. I try to catch as many Cardinals games as I can, but outside of that, I don't follow it that closely until it gets to be playoff time. I'm a big NHL fan, too, but I really only watch the teams that I care about now. I don't go to as many games as I used to. There's just too many other things to do, so I don't know that it's just college basketball.
All right. Thanks, Scott. I have a lot of things going on, too, and I've got to find things that resonate with this audience. I think people found time. Think about this, okay? Enough people found time to watch the Los Angeles Wildcats and the Houston Roughnecks yesterday to at least sample the XFL, where there are no rivalries. Because the league is now 1 day old. They played 1 day of football. And that game between two teams with no rivalries, barely anyone we've ever heard of, and half full stadiums with NFL castoffs or neverwers, more people probably watched that game than Duke, North Carolina. And I'm raising my hand in the air right now. I watched more minor league football than I did the so-called rivalry in the best so-called rivalry in sports. What does that say about me? What does that say about us? There's just too much going on. I don't know. I guess I reject that and don't agree with that, because I found time to, my curiosity drove me to a, not even an upstart minor league, a reboot of a minor league football league. I watched more of that than Duke, North Carolina, and I watched more of it because of this. Because I think you, the listener, cared more about the Seattle Dragons and the DC Defenders than you did Duke, North Carolina. And when there's more interest in the start of a minor league football league than the quote-unquote best rivalry in all of sports, well, that's not good for college basketball. And I'm trying to state the reasons why that is. And I don't think us having limited free time is the answer. I'll say it again. I did not watch Duke, North Carolina last night. I guess I missed an all-time thriller. Too bad. I love college basketball, but I did not watch that game because I don't think it's important to you. Outside of Duke fans, North Carolina fans, and people who live in like Raleigh, Durham, I don't think that game resonates with people. I don't think any college basketball regular season games do. I don't even think the Sweet 16 and Elite 8 do. Unless your teams are in it, or unless your bracket is for some reason not toast. There's a general malaise when it comes to college basketball. Convince me otherwise. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Again, that number. I'd love to chat with you. Don't have any guest book because I want to create a two-way conversation with you today. 855-212-4227. You don't want to call, you can always tweet at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filipponi is back on CBS Sports Radio.
With guys like Ryan and Anthony helping me out back in our New York City headquarters from CBS Sports Radio Pittsburgh, I'm Andrew Filipponi. Tell your smart speaker to play CBS Sports Radio when you're around the house today. You're driving around. You can listen to us when you get home, that smart speaker, or even your phone with the CBS Sports app or the radio.com app. Both are free to download today. That's the goal here. Is that while you're driving around, listen to us on SiriusXM Channel 206 or one of our local affiliates. And thank you to all the local affiliates that pick up the show. Something gets said or a conversation ramps up and you want to keep listening to it. That's what we try to do here. That's what we strive for. We want to get as many listeners. We want you to listen longer. That's what college basketball wants. That's what any business wants. Media business, entertainment business. In college basketball, Mike Krzyzewski addressed it this week. There are a lot of reasons why the sport isn't very popular right now. Duke North Carolina played last night, and I consider myself a hardcore college basketball fan. I didn't watch a single second of it. And some national sports talk show hosts, I think, would lie to you and tell you, oh, it was a great game. I couldn't believe it. What was North Carolina doing? How do they blow a game like that? I don't want to get lost in minutia. And B, I'm not a phony. I'm going to tell you how I honestly feel about things. And if you judge me or think of me less because I'm not watching Duke North Carolina as a national talk show host, well, then so be it. But I'm doing my best to explain why. I thought an XFL game, an XFL doubleheader, meant more to you yesterday than a college basketball regular season game, even if it is the most storied rivalry in college basketball. There just aren't personalities. The coaches, to some extent, Bob Knight was honored yesterday at Indiana. He went back for the first time in 20 years. Bob Knight, polarizing figure in college basketball. Mike Krzyzewski, polarizing. Roy Williams, kind of polarizing. Jim Boeheim, kind of polarizing. Tom Izzo, kind of polarizing. Calipari, definitely polarizing. Patino's out. Calhoun's out. So there are legendary coaches. You know what I notice with that, though? They're all ancient. They're all super old. Where's the next wave? Where's the next wave of coach in college basketball? The same way coaches, where's the Dabo Sweeney of college basketball? Coach in his late 40s or early 50s. Where is that guy? That is going to be the next coaching face of the sport. And that's more important in college basketball because there's so much turnover. There's so much there's so much transferring going on. Kids changing schools. More and more kids are going to the NBA. A lot of them aren't even getting drafted, and they're not allowed to go back to college basketball, which I think is ridiculous. Fewer guys are staying for 4 years. Fewer great players or good players are staying for 4 years. Here's an example of that. CBSSports.com, Gary Parrish does an excellent job. I'm a huge fan of his. His NBA mock draft, he's got that up at CBSSports.com right now. He has one senior going in the first round of the draft. Two upperclassmen, one junior, one senior in the top 30 picks. You don't get comfortable or familiar with college players at all. And I think that hurts the brand too. And it's going to be stripped of its premium talent when the NBA allows for kids to go straight from high school to the pros, which will make it even worse. Outside of the North Carolina Duke footprint, and they have massive followings. That's why College Game Day goes to Duke, North Carolina yesterday and not like Villanova, Seton Hall, even though it's a better game. Because they want lowest common denominator. It's smart. They want the biggest. It's not like college football game day where the sport is so big they could go to South Dakota and it would still resonate. You know, Duke, North Carolina is the biggest thing college basketball has in its regular season menu. And I think more and more people are turning away from it. My thesis point is that college basketball is relevant really now for 5 days a year. Selection Sunday through the first two rounds of the NCAA, through the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament. And that's a shame. And it's sad because I love college basketball, but I don't think we have enough time to fix the sport on this show today. I'm sure people will complain about it. I don't know if we'll come up with fixes. 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. The show's called The Pony Express. Let's talk to Ted in Charlotte on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm a Carolina fan here in Charlotte. Been a fan my whole life. But yesterday, and I just didn't want to watch the game. I mean, the team is down. And both teams, I really don't, besides Trey Jones, and there are a few other five-star guys they have on the Duke team. It really wasn't compelling to me. I found myself more interested in trying to sneak peeks at the XFL game than the Carolina Duke game. And just like you were saying, it's just because, you know, back in the day, players had to stay in college for, you know, 3 years, 4 years. Mike stayed in college for 3 years. Patrick Ewing, the Allen Iversons, you know, they had ample time to develop themselves. But now, with the one and done and guys going straight to the NBA, it's just every year that goes by, it's just less and less compelling. So
yeah, thanks, Ted. I can't – the flip of what you're describing and what I've talked about today would never happen. And that is, imagine Ohio State and Michigan play each other in November and people are fascinated by a G League basketball game. Sneaking peeks at a G League game, at a minor league basketball game. It would never happen. Because the sport of college football, even with its playoff snafus, is on firm ground. The game matters more, inherently. One college football game, well, they play 12 regular season games. College basketball teams play 30. You know, last year would have been different because, well, he was injured until they met in the tournament, the ACC tournament. But last year would have been different because Zion Williamson was at Duke. But those years for college basketball were like one name or one player captivate the sport are few and far between. You can't bank on that. That happens once in a blue moon. Here's James in Virginia on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, James.
Hey, how we doing today?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I was actually at the game yesterday, and I'm driving back to Pennsylvania now.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was electric atmosphere.
It's great in person. I saw Duke play North Carolina last year. It's amazing when you're there. I mean, it is breathtaking. It's a bucket list thing.
That was my first experience. My sister's in grad school there, so I was really lucky. But I wanted to get to the point a little bit with the XFL. You know, really the way I look at it is, you know, there's been a lot of build-up to the XFL. Duke UNC does play twice a year. I understand that, you know, college basketball might be a little bit down this year. But ultimately, I think we can all agree that football is king, right? So if football is king and you have this build-up of this, you know, albeit a reboot, I understand that. But it was the first day of the XFL, and it did happen to fall on Duke UNC, and I realize that. But, you know, I look at what are the major, you know, rivalries in all sports. And every year, everybody has, whether it's the Red Sox, the Yankees, Duke, North Carolina, pick your sport, you know, Lakers, Celtics back in the day or whatever it might be now. Those are just games that if you're flipping through the channels, you're going to watch. But football is king. And I don't know if it would fully be the case if the XFL was, you know, established a couple years ago, or maybe, say, regular football was on. And I do, like, I know I might be contradicting myself by saying football is king. But let's say there were two NFL teams playing that you didn't have a, you know, really care for much, but it was just randomly on. That wouldn't be as much of a buildup as the XFL's first opening day being on a reboot. So I think if the NFL was playing a regular game and it was just a regular, you know, not your favorite team, and it wasn't a rivalry NFL game that you had Duke North Carolina on, I feel like that might be a little bit more of a draw. Now, I could be wrong.
Thanks, James. No, it's. I mean, you're wrong about. I mean, I respect your thoughts, and I really do appreciate you listening. But, you know, random Sunday night football game is going to do a much better rating than what the XFL did yesterday and what a Duke North Carolina game does. It doesn't matter. You have a built-in captive audience with NFL games. It's crazy. I mean, even like local preseason games beat playoff games in other sports. Like the Hall of Fame game, the NFL Hall of Fame game does a better rating than game one of the Stanley Cup final. I do think by and large, though, rivalries only resonate with people when both teams are great, and the only exception to that, I believe, is Army-Navy, in part because the game is by itself, the patriotism quotient. Outside of that, though, both teams have to be good to get America to care. All right, we'll talk more XFL next. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.